I'm Rob Jones, and I'm standing by with the head coach of the Southeast Valley Jazz, Coach Mike Sweeter. Coach, you're going into a big game tonight, and we're going to talk about it, but let's talk about last week a little bit. You guys defensively played really well the entire game. Offensively in the first half, had a little trouble finding your rhythm, made some adjustments in that second half, went to the smash mouth, I formation run game, and really I thought that was the difference for you.
Yeah, it really was. Like I said, we got to halftime, and our running back had 2 yards, so either we're going to – and we were still leading, so that was a good thing. But, yeah, we went back to a little smash mouth and took advantage of it. And ball two plays later was 80 yards and a two-point conversion. And, you know, that went from 14 to nothing to 22 nothing and gave you a little breathing room.
You know, you told me last weekend that you just had a feeling that South Central Calhoun was going to come back and win their game at South Hamilton, and you really saw this rematch coming down the pipe, right?
There was no doubt in my mind from the night we walked off of that field that we would be playing them again this season. I think they knew it. We knew it. It was going to happen no matter what route we were going to play head-to-head again. You could just see it.
You know, Coach Mike Sweeter is my guest. Coach, you guys beat them for the first time since they've been South Central Calhoun in a regular season. You feel like that – I know that that outcome doesn't necessarily guarantee anything tonight, but do you feel like that gives you a little confidence knowing that you can beat them if you play your A game?
Yeah, we had to get over that hump, you bet. I mean, bottom line is you know, they got a great tradition over there, a great program. And, yeah, if we would have lost over there and we were playing them, I absolutely don't think that we could have mentally got through it. But then when they finally got over the hump and realized, hey, we can play with them, you know, and I think that's what it took. And you know what? I mean, if we play them again, we play them again. And by God, here it is. And that's what it comes down to. And then, you know, bottom line is that everyone's like, oh, it's hard to beat someone twice. It's hard to win, period. You know what? I mean,
true.
The boys have won 9 games this year. That's not easy either. So bottom line is there's 46 teams in Class 1A that wishes that they were in our shoes. Do we have to beat South Central again? Yep. And hats off to them. Look what they've did since that loss. You know, they've won every game. Their only loss is us. They actually had a harder route because of our win. So they had to go through a lot tougher teams to get where they're at. So, you know, they've had a great season. We've had a great season. Because we beat them, we got an easier route to here. You know, a first round bye while they were playing. We definitely got a second easier round than them and got an easier third round than them. So, you know, that win that night, you know, that was special, you know. So, you know, they're next. I mean, 54 teams start this and 53 of them are going to lose their last game. So unless you're that state champ, you know, you're going to get as far as you can and let's go. So no one's easy from here.
Yeah, that's the truth. And certainly the margin for error becomes less. Coach Mike Sweeter, Southeast Valley Jags head coach, is my guest at this time. Coach, when you look at South Central Calhoun, looking at them this week on film as opposed to what you saw in September when you were preparing for them on film, what improvements do you see on film from them?
Both teams have. They're totally a lot better team than what they were. We're a lot better team than what we were. So, I mean, and really we didn't change much. We're just executing better. We're both playing more physical. We're both just plainly better teams. And, you know, and thank goodness for both. I mean, you know, they had some mistakes that game. We had some mistakes that game. We had some big plays. They had some big plays. You know, I don't think anybody ever thought that score would get like that, you know. I mean, it was a big play game. You know, I know they're sitting there looking at that. You know, we had 3 passing touchdowns that were huge, and I also look at that, you know, they scored twice on 4th down. So,
true.
You know, I mean, hey, I mean, we eliminate a couple of them. It's a blowout. They eliminate a couple of theirs. They beat us. So that's football. That's every single night that you step on the field.
Yeah, play here and a play there, no doubt about it. Coach Mike Sweeter, my guest, Southeast Valley Jag football. Coach, Coach, let's talk a little bit about their run defense. They've been incredibly good against the run, really going back through the regular season, but especially in the last few weeks. I mean, they shut down South Hamilton's prolific run game. They shut down Dyke New Hartford's standout running back, who had 1,200 yards in the regular season. What do you have to do to be able to run the football against South Central Calhoun?
There isn't a secret. They've been doing that for years. Their defense is set up to stop the run. And, you know, that's where we were fortunate enough the first time we played is, you know, if you can't pass the ball and you're limited just to your run, you're done. And that's why there was no doubt in my mind. A lot of people picked South Hamilton winning that. And I would have bet my house on it that I knew South Central, how good their defense is, and they can stop the run very, very well. I mean, that's what they're known for. And so even when they were losing 8-0 on the headset, I said to their coaches, I said, they'll win. Trust me, they'll win. And they did, you know. I mean, they're built for that. And, you know, I'll be very honest. Thank goodness that we can pass the ball also, because that's what it's going to take to beat them. We're going to have to be able to do both. You know, can't live off of one. You know, I've gone against them where I thought I needed to pass all the time, and that's backfired. So just got to play smart football and be willing to put it in Colton's hand. I got great receivers also, and got to protect him, and we got to be able to do both. But, yeah, they got a great run-stopping team. You bet.
Yeah, you know, you made a good point, because I thought that the South Hamilton draw for them was a pretty good draw, too. I know a lot of people expect them not to beat South Hamilton there on the road, but I thought the style of play was a good matchup, and I think you bring up a good point about that, too. This week in practice, have you kind of talked about, has a focal point of your message been about the emotions of this game? Because we all know that the last time you guys played, it was an emotional football game. It's become a rivalry now. You know, they used to say you have to beat somebody for it to become a rivalry. Well, you've done that now, and it's become a rivalry. Right. Have you talked about the keeping the emotions in check and harnessing that emotion tonight?
Well, you know, and it's just a continuation. I mean, you know, during that game, we found ourselves up, then we found ourselves losing. You know, on a couple big plays where in the previous years, probably when they took that lead 14-8, that, you know, we've had a few teams that just kind of fold a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's 21-8, and all of a sudden it's 30, you know, and they've, you know, they've had our number. But, you know, so the emotions, you know, we do know how to beat them. We know how to come from behind, you know, and you bet it's going to be, and I mean, they're going to be jacked up, ready to go. And they want this just as bad as they've ever wanted any game in their lives, you know, because we took something from them that they don't get taken from very often.
That's true. That's true. And they're going to be looking to try to avenge that in a big spot tonight. Trip on the trip to the Uni Dome, of course, on the line tonight. Have you guys brought in extra bleachers there in Gallery for the crowd tonight? Because I tell you, you had a packed house last week, and I can't imagine that there's going to be room to move around and breathe there in Gallery tonight.
There's going to be a lot of people standing, we'll just put it that way.
For sure.
There's no extra bleachers.
Okay.
If they want to sit, they're going to have to get there early.
I understand that. Big game atmosphere for sure tonight. Last week you told me that the biggest key to the game against Denver you thought were big plays. Do you go with that again tonight, or is there another key for you that's big?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last time we played, you know, that we, especially the second half, we had a couple nice, long, steady drives. And I mean to tell you, we got a couple first downs by an inch. And I mean by an inch. And, you know, and you know, they are known for their defense, but we do have to keep their offense off the field, too, because, you know, they got a couple guys that can just take it to the house immediately. So, you know, we have to have that ball control. And, you know, we've been a very big play offense also, but a lot of people don't understand how many 15 to 18 play drives we put together also. And a lot of those big plays are because we're playing smash mouth, and then we'll hit them, start sucking them in. So, you know, it is a big play. I don't think you're going to see the score as high as what it was before. I think it's going to be a dogfight. You know, it's going to be one of those games that, you know, you're hoping neither team takes the injuries and stuff, but it's going to be smash mouth. And, you know, And if anybody who ever takes time and goes and looks at quick stats at our stats, you can't get too much closer after nine games.
That's true.
I mean, we've about passed for the same. We've about rushed for the same. You got two, three kids that stick out for rushing. You got two, three kids that stick out for receiving. I mean, it's just a slugfest in 30 minutes from each other. It's crazy.
Absolutely. It's what we all kind of wanted, and we're going to get it here tonight. It's going to be an amazing big game atmosphere. Coach, you're going to go in that locker room, and you're going to talk to your kids one last time before you send them out on the field. What's the message going to be about?
Believe. That's what it was before. You have to believe it. And, you know, we had to get over that hump, and they believed it, and it happened. And it's going to be the same thing again. I mean, no matter what anybody says, you bet, it's South Central Calhoun. Yes, we haven't had that, a great experience with them. Guys, this is to go to the Dome. You are 9-0. Let's go. This is what you've worked for. This is why you get up every morning in the weight room. This is why we practice till dark. So you got to believe, and let's go.
Seize that opportunity. Absolutely right. Coach Mike Sweeter has been my guest here. Southeast Valley Jag football, Jags, and South Central Calhoun Titans for a trip to the Uni Dome tonight. Going to be an absolute barn burner, Coach. Thanks for the time and always being accommodating, and good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you.